More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Today, June 21st, marks the solstice. Officially, it's also the beginning of summer. But as temperatures in southwest Idaho have reached above normal regularly, in some ways, it feels like it's already the middle of the season. And this week, it is going to get even hotter. Michael Canton is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Boise, and he spoke with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about the solstice and the unusually hot weather the Treasure Valley is experiencing this June. Let's take a listen to their conversation.
Well, maybe first you can give us a bit of a science refresher. What does the summer solstice mean?
Yeah, great question. Well, the solstice itself is all based upon how the Earth's tilt changes as we go through the year. And the summer solstice specifically is when the tilt of the Earth is tilting the northern hemisphere, north of the equator, towards the sun. And the solstice is at when the sun is at its most northern point. Okay, so we've tilted as far as we can towards the sun in the northern hemisphere. The sun is actually directly overhead of the Tropic of Cancer, which is north of the equator. And then from now until the autumn solstice, we start tilting back the other way. So right now we're kind of our maximum tilt and towards the sun, and that's called the summer solstice.
And are we at that point where the length of our days are at a maximum?
Yes, and so it does give us the longest amount of daylight. In fact, as we look back at yesterday, we had 15 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, one less minute today.
Well,
okay. But the longest days of the year. Yep.
I think I should know this. It's the total opposite in the southern hemisphere, yes?
Absolutely, yes. So it's basically their first day of winter south of the equator.
Let's talk weather. Here we are, Monday. What can you tell us about what we may expect in the next few days?
It looks like continued heat, George. It's going to be pretty warm. We may see temperatures a little bit cooler to start the week as we head in towards the middle of the week. Temperatures in general still above normal. Normally, we're right now in kind of the mid to lower 80s, and we're going to see temperatures in the lower 90s, maybe creeping up to mid 90s in the warmest spots. But as we get towards the weekend, it does look like that the triple digit heat may return, as we see temperatures near 100, maybe a little bit above 100 in the warmest spots as well. Maybe a threat of some showers and thunderstorms as we go late tonight into, again, Tuesday afternoon. So maybe a little bit of moisture out there as well, initially in the early week, but then drying out and warming up as we head towards the weekend.
This is awfully early for this type of heat.
It is. It typically, like I said, our average temperatures are somewhere in the mid to lower 80s for Boise specifically. Starting right now, we're seeing average temperatures typically around 83. By the end of the week, that's up to 85. And we've been seeing temperatures, you know, 5 to 10 to 15 degrees above normal for much of the month. If you put it in a historical perspective, our average temperature for the month of June has been 71.9 degrees. What that means, if you take every day's high and every day's low, add them together, and then average it, and then average those numbers across the as we go through the month, if each day, again, an average of 71.9 degrees, which is right now sitting at the fifth warmest June on record since records have been kept in Boise. The warmest was back in 2015 at an average of 75.9 degrees. So we're not nearly that warm, but it's definitely been warmer than usual. Again, a top five warmest June thus far.
And Mike, when we see things like an excessive heat watch, an excessive heat warning, this isn't just for us to be looking at the thermometer. This is a public safety issue, and we really have to take care.
Yeah, absolutely, George. We issue those products, they're fairly infrequently, honestly. When you see them, what that means is that the warm temperatures during the afternoon are pretty extreme and warmer than we're used to during this time of year. And then the overnight temperatures aren't cooling enough to give everyone enough of a break. So when we get a stretch of temperatures in the triple digits and then our lows are only down in the upper 60s, that's a time where we're going to start to see that those heat impacts start creeping in because our bodies don't get to cool as they need to. And people are outside, they're hiking, they're recreating, they're working. They're working the job that takes them outside. It's dangerous heat, and those issues of heat stroke and heat exhaustion come on quickly. So it's definitely not about just checking the temperature. It does, you know, weather weenies, we get excited when we see these extremes to some degree, but it is very dangerous.
What's brewing out in the Pacific? What might we expect later this month and as we approach the 4th of July and beyond.
Yeah, right now, George, it looks like more heat is going to be the story. No significant cool downs that we're seeing in the next week and a half or so. And our weather models and our prediction ability only goes out so far, but it does look like a continuation of heat. And we're heading into our dry season. Honestly, as we get into July and August, we typically don't see a lot of precipitation or cooling. And our average temperatures start creeping up into the 90s pretty quickly in the next few weeks. And so that's really what to expect is more of the heat. Whether we're going to see the extremes or not, it's definitely too early to tell. I don't think we're definitely going to see some temperatures in the triple digits. We see that every summer. Whether it's going to be extreme warmth, that's still left to be told. But right now, again, we're kind of heading into that season, so it's going to be more heat as we go through the next few weeks.
And as a good many folks love this type of weather and go to the river and float or like to tan themselves, we are talking about drought conditions, and it's a significant issue, well, for our economy and recreation.
Absolutely, George. And it's been interesting because we had, for a while, winter was it was pretty wet to begin with, and then we dried out, and then we kind of we missed this year was a real wet spring, and so what we're seeing is mountain areas snowpack that's melting out 2 to 3, maybe 4 weeks ahead of schedule. It's typical. So things are, I love recreating in the backcountry. I was up fishing in the backcountry in places where there would have been snow last year. It's nice to be up to fishing now, but again, we're losing some of that water supply. And so there's definitely drought issues and concerns that are creeping in, and we need to be aware of that, especially if this dry pattern continues. And since we're going into the heart of summer, the likelihood of dryness continuing is very high.
So at the very least, for us city dwellers, it's grabbing that bottle of water and certainly that sunscreen and keeping a really close watch on the forecasts that come out of your office. He is Michael Canton, meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service office in Boise. Thank you for what you do. Indeed, it is an issue of public safety. And thank you for giving us some time this morning.
You bet, George. And just a quick reminder, too, to as I finish up here, as we finish up, is to remember people with pets, young children, with this heat, do not leave them in vehicles. That is about the most dangerous thing you can do. It is a deadly consequence. Definitely don't do that. And be careful when you're out recreating, people out camping, having fun in the outdoors, with all the dryness out there in this heat. One spark can start a wildfire. So really, really be careful this year. With a lot of people getting out with COVID and various other reasons, there's a lot more people out in the backcountry, and really be careful out there, whether it's the heat for you or take care of that forest and those resources by keeping things not burning.
Really important. Mike, thanks so very much.
You're welcome, George.
And that was our George Prentice speaking with National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Canton in Boise. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.